Drew Fralick is on the line with us from just outside of Detroit. And this morning, it's Make Us Laugh. And so, Drew, you've got the pressure because 3 minutes on the clock, sir. We want to see if you can make us laugh.
Okay, well, I think we talked about this yesterday, Mark. You know, it's it is a lot of pressure. It's comedy happens within context. You know, it's not like singing. It's more like tennis. You don't just say to your friend at dinner, "Hey, you know, let's clear off the table. Let's knock a few tennis balls around." But I give you an example of comedy with no context. One of the worst gigs I did was a couple years ago. It was at a death metal festival, and they said you're going to go up there in between bands and just do a little bit of comedy. So I go there, and the first band is up there, you know, and they're up there, you know, and they got the drums and the guitar, and then the lady brings me up, no context, doesn't say, "Hey, this guy is a comedian, we're going to take a little break, we're going to have a little different direction." She just walks up on stage, and she goes, "And now, funny man Drew Fralick," and then walks off stage. And I walk up on stage, and keep in mind that this is like a death metal festival, like, yeah, 5 minutes ago. People were in the front row, there's a huge mosh pit. People are knocking each other around. Guys are fighting. Everybody's been there for like 8 hours. This is also in China, so half of the audience doesn't even speak English. And I walk up there and I start doing my thing. "Hey, who's married? Hey, who's got a birthday? Hey, make some noise." And everybody's getting more and more angry and annoyed, and they're just like, "Bring the next band out.
Ooh.
Why are you so bad at the announcements?" And also in the background, as I'm doing my so-called comedy set, they're moving the next band on, so they got the drums coming in, the boxes and stuff, and I'm having to move out of the way.
I think the joke was on you.
Yeah, I mean, so you need to have context,
yeah,
for it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we're finally saying that. So I came off stage, and this guy who's like an organizer there, he goes, "Dude, what was that? That was the worst slam poetry I have ever seen." So we'll have to
build
the content.
That wasn't even your worst venue.
No, that wasn't the worst. Maybe next week I could share my worst gig ever.
It gets worse. It gets worse from there. Drew, you made me laugh this morning, so appreciate it. And Packers-Lions tonight, can your Lions do this? Apparently, I think somebody said the Lions have won 4 in a row over Green Bay, so we got to end that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Very good. Thanks,
All right,
Drew.
Take care.
Well, Caleb, you had quite a weekend, starting with high school football Friday night, even before game action in the booth for homecoming at DeRay, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to Tarantino this thing. So we're going to start on Sunday afternoon, then let's go back. So
All
Sunday
right.
afternoon, I enjoyed the Slice of Life event. Pregnancy Help Center put that on at the Church Barn, which was a beautiful venue up in Barron. So enjoyed that. It was definitely filled to capacity, maybe even beyond. And lots of people there, and I know the goal was $39,000 to celebrate the 39 babies' lives saved through that ministry last year. And as of yesterday evening, they were already at $37,000.
Wow.
And I know there could be some of you out there who said, "Man, you know, I didn't want to brave the cold, didn't get out there." So maybe you want to help them reach that goal. But my niece won the pie eating contest for her age group, and it was fun with a pie auction. I won my wife's pie, which was kind of a chivalrous type of a thing. It's sort of like jousting for your lady's honor. You got to bid and
yeah,
win
right.
on your wife's pie. So
was there somebody else who was like driving you up knowing
yes,
that?
Yes, actually, it was Mr. Gilbert from my church. Was actually bidding against me behind me, and I didn't know it. But I did win that victory. Saturday morning, my love for my daughter maybe was tested a little bit, and maybe her love for the sport of soccer was tested a little bit, because Chippewa Youth Soccer League, we had a frigid morning
cold.
With snow falling and the wind whipping, and again, playing over there at Casper, not a lot of tree cover to keep that whipping wind
yeah.
from coming in, so there were a lot of...
That's the case at the soccer fields in Eau Claire, too, yeah.
Brave young souls out there, and mercifully, I think they made the halves a little bit shorter. We made it through, had hot chocolate afterwards, so congrats, Lily, on a great first season of sports. We've never done that before, so that's something
yeah.
new. And speaking of sports, going back to Friday night, a first, Halvo. So I've been here for a little over 10 years now. I've been broadcasting football for about 9 years. This has never happened to me before.
And you love it, and you're very good at it.
This has never happened to me before. So on our sister station, WOGO, I interview both coaches pregame, and then we play them back in our
World
of Pregame
field.
Show. Yeah, on the field. And so I was interviewing head coach Andy Jarzynski for Eau Claire North. Solid man, good coach. And so I was talking with him, getting his insights before the game, and I got trucked, blindsided, completely de-cleated, taken off my feet by a DB for Eau Claire North that was chasing down an errant pass or something, and he just slammed me.
Wow. And he's got his helmet on, his pads.
And here's the thing. At first, I was fit because I looked the kid up, you know, and he was very apologetic, polite young man. But I looked the kid up by his number. I'm like, I just got taken off my feet by a sophomore. But here's the thing. This kid is probably 5'10", 5'11", maybe buck 60, buck 70. So not, you know, not as big as me. But wearing pads and wearing a helmet, he looked pretty big.
Sure.
And in my slight defense, I had no idea the hit was coming, so I couldn't brace for it.
Sure.
And also, he had his cleats. Like, they were big cleats in football, right? And so he cleated my big toe on one foot and then right on the arch of my foot on the other. So he slammed his cleats down, incidentally, of course, but slammed his cleats down on my feet. Showed pretty good form, I think, and just completely leveled me. I left it in the interview and played it back. You can hear it on the podcast at wogo.com.
We're going to get it on this
I
program.
I thought that was something that doesn't happen every day.
Well, I have three kids who go to Eau Claire North, so I'm sure he apologized.
He did. And again,
did he help you up?
Well, the coach actually helped him up before he could. But even as I was leaving the field, the young man again, he's like, are you okay? You sure you're okay? And I'm like, I'm old, but I'm not completely decrepit. But
are you okay, though?
Well, I will say that my back was doing pretty well before, and I'm actually having some trouble again. So it could be, might have a chiropractic adjustment in order. But
wow.
But yeah, here's the thing. The net of this is I could go up in that booth on a chilly, wind-whipped, frigid October homecoming night in Chippewa Falls and say, hey, Wogo listening audience, I know exactly what it feels like to take a hit.
I took one for the team. All right. All right, we've got the audio. So this is Friday night. Set this up for us.
Okay, so I am down on the field interviewing head coach Andy Jarzynski of Eau Claire North. I have my little high-fidelity Sony pocket recorder that we'll use to play back this later on in our pregame. There are warm-ups going on all around. We are standing over by the sideline, and I am chatting with him about the upcoming homecoming game.
And then this happened.
I'll tell you what, I've been watching Chippewa football for 35 years, and it's the same thing every year. They got big, fast, strong kids. And, you know, that's what you expect every year. And they it's no different this year. They got...
Well, we know they can hit.
Back to your question, sir. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
And then the interview continued after that.
And then the interview keeps going. The coach keeps talking, but wow.
Well, I wasn't just going to stop the interview just because I got...
Well, hats
off, you should
get a sports broadcasting award for that, though. I mean, there's got to be something here in the Wisconsin Broadcasting Association. Most contact taken while doing a live interview.
I have to say, you know, I appreciate the surface, brand new surface there at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. I appreciate the surface there because, honestly, October grass field would have felt a lot harder than that synthetic surface, too. So, yeah, I appreciate that. So, you know, maybe I would be a lot sorer today. But
got a taste of the action before the game. All right. WWIB, Caleb and I have been together here the last 45 minutes, but Hillary has made her way in. Good morning on a Monday.
Good morning. It is Monday-esque out there, but that's okay. You know what? My husband is the best husband in the world because it's the first, like, real frost of the fall / incoming winter today, you know?
He scraped her windshield?
Better than that. Yesterday, he cleaned out the garage and he parked my car inside.
That's what I should have done over
I
the weekend.
I love that. Man of mine. I'm telling you. So, yeah, I'm back from a fun, loving weekend. Saturday morning, the hubby did trail building and I provided lunch.
I saw some.
Lunch.
He provided some before and after pictures.
Yeah. Well, that was Friday.
Was
Friday. He turned a mess of a lot into a lovely green space.
I commented on it. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So, but then Saturday, he was trail building.
Gotcha.
So they were out there in the snow and wind making trails for biking, hiking, and snowshoeing. So you're all very welcome.
At some parts of the weekend, they would have almost needed to shovel the trails.
I know. So I provided lunch for that, and then I headed over and worked concessions in Altoona for Music Boosters. And then Becca on Saturday. This was all Saturday. Then Becca had a chamber orchestra event that she played for. And then yesterday, the highlight, I went to a fancy tea out at Lilydale.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the pictures, yeah.
It was so lovely. Okay, guys, this was like total, like, this was, it was living Downton Abbey. Okay, it was living Downton Abbey. Okay, the first course, a garden crudités platter with autumn soup, amber ale leaf witches, and fig and olive leaf witches.
Wow.
What's a leaf witch?
They're these little finger sandwiches where the breads are cut out in little leaf shapes and then layered up with little fancy dollops of flavored stuff.
I'm sorry, I blame our culture, but in October, finger sandwiches take on a whole new meaning for me. It sounds delicious.
That was the first course. And then during the first course, and there's tea at every course, there was a speaker as well, and she spoke on 1 Corinthians 13, and she spoke about love and how, it was fantastic.
Did this suddenly appear on your schedule? I hadn't heard you talking about this.
No, I had registered for it weeks ago. I've just had a lot of other big things on my plate to talk about. Second course, gingerbread scones and French provincial scones with clotted cream. Clotted cream is actually really good.
I love clotted cream.
Yes, it's so good. And then the third course, chai spiced cake, gilded chocolate, fleur de lis, and shortbread cookies.
That all sounds excellent.
It was lovely. And there was a Victorian fashion show.
Wow.
This is like I went with my daughter, and we had such a lovely time.
This is like the adult version of my little sister's tea parties with their dollies that I always wished to be invited to because they had such good food. And when my sister would say, hey, you know, to her big brothers, do you want to come to this? We were like, absolutely, we do.
What is clotted cream?
I don't know. It's like a whipped cream cheese and whipping cream with a slight sweetness to it. So it's actually very good.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Did you bring the cookies in?
I did bring the cookies in. I made cookies yesterday, too. In my spare time, I made 9 dozen chocolate chip cookies. So I only brought a dozen in because I know we're all trying to watch.
Mark was saying that I won the weekend, but now I don't know if I did anymore.
I think you did.
You had a lot of good stories.
I mean, mine is,
I
was like,
I watched the Badgers win 38-0, and now hoping for the Packers to follow similarly against the team from Michigan tonight. We'll take your Packer predictions. 396-1670. Jeremy Camp. Well, we've got Scrabble out, and this is not just any Scrabble game. It's Super Scrabble. We've played it before
amongst the three of us. It's been such a long time, though.
Caleb ran, he ran away with it.
Yeah, whatever.
And we kind of had our own modified rules where we were, right, typically you're supposed to put down a word. You can't be looking up sources, but how did we play?
Oh, we looked up things.
We
all knew each other's letters.
We were checking the Scrabble dictionary online. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
But...
and that's okay, because, you
know. But this is a little bit, I mean, it's a little bit testy because, I mean, competition, right? I mean.
Well, and we're playing on the radio, so, I mean, you got to be a little more transparent, if you will.
Yeah. So, but this is the letter draw, so it's kind of a draft.
It didn't go real well for me last time in terms of the initial.
Oh, yeah, you still
the
won.
The initial letters.
That's great.
It was a stirring comeback.
No, it was. I remember early on, he was just...
something. You had
I had no vowels.
Or,
no, I had no vowels.
I had all vowels. You had no vowels.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we were still clinging to that.
obviously, you're still clinging to your stinging defeat, Mrs. Third Place.
Yes!
Ooh. If you wanted to know us, listeners, you're getting to know us. All right, I'm going to let Hillary, you should go first. Ladies first.
I'm still teasing Caleb.
Well, no, I mean, last she'll be first, so she should draw first.
Firing it away. I'm the referee here. You two, keep the space.
Am I just doing like one or two? How many letters am I doing?
You start with one. Yeah, oh, I think that's the fair to it. And tell us.
A U.
You got a U. All right, I'm going to go second, and then we'll save the champ for I got an I, vowel, right away.
Okay, what do you think, Caleb?
An I for an I.
Caleb?
Let's see here. I got an L.
An L, all
I got
right.
An R.
Is Caleb going to be continual consonants? I got two I's. I don't need two I's.
Oh, snap.
Well, and some.
Yeah.
All right, I got an O.
All right. I got an S.
All right. Oh, S is really nice. T.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Big letters. A. Hey, I'll take a vowel.
He's got a vowel.
Oh, I got a W.
Oh, that's some points. S. I got an S, too.
All right. I got E.
E? Okay. I got another R.
My fifth letter is an O. Three vowels.
Oh, goodness.
Consonant T.
Okay. I got an A. Yes.
All right. I've got an O.
One, two I's and two O's. Okay, I have six letters. What do we draw?
I got a V.
Seven.
You get
seven. Okay, this is my last letter. I got to reach to the far end of the box.
All right. closed her eyes, looked away.
I got an E.
All right. Very good. I am going for my last letter, an R.
My seventh round draft pick is an N.
Okay.
All right.
We're ready to go. Game on. Hillary, it's going to be your turn first.
All right. So you're going to want to stay tuned for all of the fun and frivolity that comes with
us
playing a game.
We're not actually playing any more music the rest of the day. We're just going to let you listen to us play Scrabble.
Can Hillary rise from the ashes and humble Caleb? What will happen?
Here's the thing. I was humble the entire time until I was provoked.
I wasn't saying I'm actually not. I meant humble in terms of defeat.
I'm not good at this game, to be honest.
Seriously? Womped
whatever.
Yeah, but that was you the were good time at, I had played so in years. Well.
You were good at our version of
you
it.
You did
okay.
So well. Yeah. All right. It's going to be a good time. You're not
going to
want to
miss
it. Are
we going with the same rules? Like you can, I guess, probably.
Like search for words?
That's kind of how we learned it.
I mean.
That's the question.
It's the modified version. I'm all
May
for it.
May the best
yeah, of course you are.
Win.
Is it just me or have you noticed that if fast food has gotten expensive.
So expensive.
Not always, and maybe not everywhere, but many places.
Yes.
And so if you kind of, you know, there's the, it seems so, in the spirit of church is done, you gather together and multiple people from, where should we go? And you go to a fast food restaurant, and then you have to take out a loan.
Yes, especially when you have four kids.
And Dave Ramsey, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I only have two kids, and I still feel like, but you have teenagers, and they eat more. You know, gone are the days, for us at least, when you can, like, you know, split a chicken nugget and call it good, you know?
Well, this is the thing, like, where I'm at right now, and it still can be kind of expensive, but I'll use a coupon, because I love my
love
coupons.
Love my coupons,
and
yeah.
So, you know, get something maybe to buy one, get one free for myself and my lovely wife. And then the kids can actually still, especially if you get them an adult meal.
Yes, they can split
still,
that.
Or there's certain places that have 10 nuggets for $1.49, and they actually could even split that. And sometimes there's still a nugget left for dad afterward.
Okay, I'm laughing about coupons. I'm going to derail us a little bit. I took a carload of teenagers to the mall on Friday night, okay?
Because I'm a good meaning mom.
The mall.
Of America?
No, like just Oakwood Mall.
Our mall.
Our mall. And
Sky Mall.
People still go there. Okay.
You know, it's different. Like, my kids are so trained with coupons. We're in the car, and I'm like, so where are you guys going to go? And they're, like, naming the stores. And I told them, I said, you know, okay, Hobby Lobby, yeah, you're going there. Make sure you shop your phone. You search your phone for a coupon. And the one girl's like, wait, what? I'm like, you search, you get a 40% off item. She's like, no.
I would never buy anything from Joanne Fabrics without having a coupon.
She was totally floored. She had never heard of this before. I turned an entire carload of teenagers onto couponing at the mall.
Right on.
Yes.
Way to
train
go.
Them up.
My parental duty is done. But no, you can't go out to eat without coupons anymore because it's so expensive.
And you try to eat healthy. I mean, I got the Supreme Chili at the place I went yesterday.
Right.
But then one of my children who was with me, and again, this child, I don't want to name, but I mean, it was kind of like debating. I mean, they wondered, should they be sensitive? And I was trying to be, you know.
Magnanimous dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I was just like, no, get what I
get
said.
What
these,
you want.
And then, do you ever get this where words come out of your mouth and you go, you
Why
may
did
regret
I say that.
That? Yeah. And again, we weren't at some fancy schmancy sit down, but
his
bill was triple mine when it was all done.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, and my thing is I go, and then I go and try to get like a salad or the healthier option. The salads are so expensive.
Mm. Yeah.
It's
healthy food is expensive food.
I know, but it's better for you.
Indeed.
It is better.
Indeed.
And sometimes I just want bacon and a big hunk of beef, though. Come on.
Right on.
Caleb got a 22-point word to start off.
You did not.
Woven. Because I'm crafty. And I like to weave.
That's a double word.
What if you could only make words that have something to do with, like, your personality?
I'm going to turn Caleb's mic off now. I'm kidding.
Woven. It's your
That's
turn,
a
Hillary.
Very good word. That's a very good word.
I got a measly 6-pointer.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.